Merry Christmas to everyone. I have a question to ask this morning, and the question is, if God commissioned you to write the script as to how the Son of God would come into the world, would you have written it the way the Bible writes it? This very one who is part of God, who is God, in the very beginning, who created all things, the one that in him, even now, all things hold together, things in heaven and things on earth. The one who is the savior of our lives and wants to be the savior of all people's lives. The one who John said in him was life. If you ever wanted to figure out what is the meaning of life, it's to look at Jesus. Would you have written the script the way it's written in the scriptures? The one that will one day bring all things together, things in heaven and things on earth. Would you have put into the words of Isaiah the prophet that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God who lives among us, and then wait some 800 years for that to actually happen, the birth to actually happen? Would you have written it that way? Would you have called him a suffering servant? Would you have put in the mind of Daniel, thousands of years before Christ was even going to be coming into the world, the idea and the concept of a chosen one to be called a suffering servant, this one who any name given to him is not strong enough for him? The one who is the savior of all things, the one who gives us every single breath we take, whether we're awake or asleep. Would you have written the script the way it was written? That an angel would appear to a young girl, a young woman. Nobody really knows Mary's age. Some people think she was 16 or 17 years of age. She'd never been with a man, even though she was engaged. And an angel speaking to her and said, "You will be with child." And we like the story because it's such a cool story, but for our women with us today, could you put yourself in her position, knowing the reputation that would spread all around and that most people would not even think to believe such a thing would actually happen? And yet, would you be willing to say, "Yeah, okay," as Mary said, "as it is, may your will be done"? Or for those of us men going to sleep at night and knowing that one day we're going to be married to this wonderful woman, Mary, and in a dream, an angel comes and tells us that your fiance, the one that you're engaged to, the one that you're going to be married to, that this is what's going to happen to her. How many of us would wake up and go, "Sure, no problem"? It's mind-boggling that this savior of the whole world, as John puts it, that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, but not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. It's mind-boggling that he would be born in such a way. If you had to write the script of how the Son of God would come into the world, would you have chosen three magi, three Zoroastrian priests? And there are probably many more than three. We know that there were gifts that came, and that these were wise men, but they worshiped and followed the stars. And there's no doubt about it that they had a special gift. They could actually tell when the stars were moving in certain directions and when the stars didn't line up exactly quite right, that what was happening in the stars reflected something happening on the earth. They were way ahead of their time. I think they still are. But they could somehow tell. God gave them this wisdom, and they could see there's something happening. And so they begin to say, what is this? What is happening? And then as they begin to travel, they notice that there's a star, one star, that is a movable star. This is not a one-week journey. Many people think it's probably 2 or 3 years that they follow this star. And somehow, after following this star, they know even before they get to where they're going, which they don't know where they're going, that this star means that the King of the Jews we will see. And so they finally follow the star, and it brings them to this child. Before he gets to the child, he enters into the town, and he says something that was rather dangerous thing to say. Would you have written it this way? Knowing that King Herod was a maniacal, violent, tragic king, knowing that he would get rid of anyone that he even thought might vie for power for the throne. He had his uncle killed. He had 2 of his own sons killed. And these magi come in, and they announce loudly with information needed, where is the one who is born King of the Jews? Would you have written it that way? And then Herod hears about it, and Scripture says he was disturbed. And when King Herod was disturbed, everyone locked their doors and locked their windows because they knew what that meant. Would you have written it that way? Would you have written it that as they traveled along on probably a donkey and they came into town, that there was an inn for them to stay, but the doorkeeper said, I'm sorry, there is no place. And for many years I thought, well, how rude that they would send these people off into a manger. But I think differently than that, because I think there were many people who tried to get in to that inn, and there was no room. But seeing Mary's condition, he said, and maybe it was the Holy Spirit nudging him, saying, listen, I understand, but there is a place for you to stay. It's not our first-rate room, but there is a place. You can go into the inn. Would you have written in your script that that's the one place where the one who created all things would be born? It's amazing to me. The entire story is amazing to me. And not only that, what would the world expect? If you were raised in a Jewish household, if you read the scriptures thoroughly, and you heard Moses talk about the one who would come, and Daniel who would talk about the one who would come, or in Isaiah, maybe you heard Isaiah talking about, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And yet so many years go by, and then when it actually happens, it just seems so awkward and strange for God himself to come in flesh, to be born this way. Number one, a baby. Would you have brought the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, into the world as an innocent child in this way? Would you have brought him into a place where it was dangerous? And then when he's a few days older, they bring him into the temple. And there waiting in the temple were 2 people. One was an older man by the name of Simeon. He'd been waiting all of his life for what's called the consolation, the redemption of Israel. He's been waiting for the Messiah to come. And here comes this child. And the Holy Spirit puts it on his heart. This is the one. And a prophecy comes to him. And he talks about this wonderful child, but he also says to Mary that this child will pierce your soul too. Knowing that the Son of God, even though born in such a strange way, this God who gives us our heartbeat, would eventually die on a cross, would eventually have a spear enter his side, would eventually be laid into a tomb. Or there you have also in that beautiful, beautiful temple, this older woman by the name of Anna, who sees the face of God. And maybe for some of us who've had experiences with our own babies, and now for some of us with grandbabies. We get it. Maybe at the time when we were younger and we had our children, we didn't get it, but we get it. We get what it is to look into the face of a baby and see God. You can't help not see God. Would you have written it the way it's written? At Christmas time, it's loud, it's noisy, it's fun. There's wonderful music, there's wonderful celebrations, there are gifts. And it sort of follows the pattern, although I doubt very many of us have received gold or frankincense or Frankenstein or myrrh at Christmas. But there are gifts that are exchanged. It's a greeting time. It's a wonderful time. It's a profound time. But also at Easter, would you have written it the way God did? I would have to say, at least on my part, not even close. But the more I read the story, the more I see. It couldn't be written any other way. There's no way that it could be written any other way. Because Jesus came for us. And in our fears, and in our questioning, and in our doubting, and in our misunderstanding of life, God is with us. He dwells among us. And even though his physical body is no longer here, he lives in here. Merry Christmas to all of you.